Second portion of the knife, put them in one olive, help with the tears of pass, it gives us a mochi, it boy you'd see things. About the vine, he said, the tweet is young. Yeah, okay, olive. I left him actually told you that, I told you without saying, that first you make the tears of the then you make a mochi. I left him dumber, she made a mischief when they don't. I left him dumber. That's from the famous Nino jargon. That's green. We've all put in front of Hamotzi. You make the broth Hamotzi. We'll after a bit of some oven, and after a bit of some oven, we didn't pass above the kissing. We've heard the simon young chest. That's always fun. Pass above the kissing is always a fun subject. Try to figure that out. Please. Please. Yeah, Yeshu Dor, Shalola, Hafsik, Benefit, Shadam, Lamotzi. You have to be careful. Not to be mafsik between the tears now and a mitzvah. I will book the leilanos amen, but you're allowed to answer amen. Al eizeh bracha shishemeya on any bracha that you hear. Right, meaning, it's a common question people ask. You're waiting by the table, and then you hear somebody say the tears of dying out loud. You're allowed to answer amen, or if somebody else makes hamitzvah, or somebody else is making kiddush, you're allowed to answer amen. Amen is not a hefsek. Shehiyah. See that everybody's makpid on the no talking and that all makpid. But to wait, this next year is wild. Delaying from washing your hands until you make hamotzi for more than the time it takes to walk 22 amos, which is 10 seconds, 12 seconds, right? Now
How does
who?
everybody in your family wash in that amount of time?
It's a problem. If it's the evidence, okay.
Well, I don't want it to be b'dieved. I want to do it l'chachila.
Right, so it's impossible.
Can
Understand.
I talk then and yell at my family?
Even if you bring a basin to the table, you're not getting it in 12 seconds.
Can I
I mean,
yell at
from the
my family?
drying,
Is that allowed?
can you yell at your family? That's at your own
I'm
risk.
saying after
That's
I washed.
no. So maybe you should wash last of it. Some I'll often say
I
that
thought
you
the
should
one
wash
that
last.
makes a mozi always washes last.
Well, that's because of this.
No,
Ah,
that's
okay.
because they take so long. I just washed. I can't wait.
Right, so that's the
So
same thing by me. David, if I didn't
be a
wash
yeki, it
first in
makes
my
it
family,
faster.
we would still be waiting now for Hamotzi from
That
last
that's what
Friday
I'm
night.
saying. Somebody's got to go first.
Right, so
But
that's
isn't
the
it a
problem.
problem for them also? If
It
I'm
is
going
a
to wash
problem for them.
last, the
It's a
first
problem
person who
for them.
washes first has the same problem.
Right. The evidence, okay, we didn't get to that. It's the next sentence. But that this is why, by the way, people that do construction, new house construction, it's really within halacha to put a sink in your dining room. To go from one room to another one also have sinks. You're never making it in this shit. So the people, I think, see them are pretty mocked to do this. Put a sink in the dining room. You
Put
should really
rolls
put a
by
sink in your dining room.
everybody's place, and then you don't have a problem.
You could, yeah, but you know, but then if everybody makes their own hamotzi, sukkah. If you're making hamotzi, that's how it's more of a thing because then you're going to a different house, right? What was I saying? No,
Rolls by
but if
everybody's
everybody
seat.
makes rolls, if everybody makes their own hamotzi, then you're missing out on Roibam. Right, the litvish go with Roibam. Hasidim say each mitzvah by yotzim with the shulchan. The litvish. What? Let them make themselves too. Let them make themselves
Yeah,
too.
and where does
Where
Shalom Bayis fit in there, all that?
does Shalom Bias come in? I don't know where Shalom Bias comes in. Shalom Bias, the mind says Shalom Bias. That's the number one. Right? Anyways, I mean, bias the bias that go from house to house. Even the little bit containing dibur, which we speak. If we speak, what's not a tzar chesuda, mikri hefsek, that's all called a hefsek. Right? B'di'eved, im hefsek, less lumba. But if you were mafsek, b'di'eved, there's no problem. Ubavachele, also eiza maisa b'ntayim, as long as you didn't do any maisa in between. Aisha hiflik b'dvarim, or you spoke a lot of words, does have a hesachadas, then you need a second material. So really, it sounds like from the kitzer, if somebody talks by mistake, They really don't even have to get up and walk. You know, sometimes a guy talks, you're waiting so long, right? So you just, or you
Sit there
decide to
scratching
tell him.
my head, wondering what's taking so long.
Well, if you scratch your head from the
That's
previous
what I'm
sitting, you got to
saying. I
wash
sit there
your head. You
scratching
got to
my head,
wash
wondering
again.
what's taking so long.
But then you got to wash again. So that it's better. Now, also, I would say telling everybody, talking to them, and telling them, please come wash is not a hefsek. I would think. That's not a hefsek. I think that's even lefatrila. So tell rice, you're right. Same with. Because you're telling everybody it's part of the suda. You're not going to, no, the reason not to talk, it is.
Yeah, but Mestama, they're gonna all think you're doing the wrong
No,
thing
they're
if you
not going to
start
have lecha
talking.
mishnah. They're not going to have lecha mishnah.
If you start talking, they're all gonna think you're doing the wrong thing.
Good. So maybe it's part of the chinuch and say, tell them, you think my talking is bad? You're taking so long is way worse. Right? Whatever. Anyways. Baruch Hashem, that's what happens when you have large families. Halavai v'atzeh. Right? There's nothing you can really do to combat it. Okay, Gimel. But say a pachas, the makom hamutzar shabayim if they cover abrach. You're supposed to break the bread. That's a literal translation, meaning you cut the challah in the place that's the best. The best part is the part that's hard. Shesham nefa hekel. That's where it's nice and baked. That's usually the part that is opposite where it's cracked a little bit. Basically, what happens is when the bread breaks, so the opposite side of it starts sort of cracking. I think you see this more in sourdough than you see in challah, right? Our challahs don't have this, right? Sourdough maybe, yeah. I'm ducking, but so that's you're supposed to cut it in a place that it's good. I'm ducking, but somebody who's old, that it's difficult for him to eat hard bread. Gives him the makom haraf. He should be retained the place that's soft. And the and because he shouldn't make a hafsik, the shi is with taking time to cut the bread. Bein brichas amayzi la'achila, between the amayzi and achila, al kim tfeitif ma'at sav of a pas. So you should cut a little bit around the bread to aim tabas like a ring. Sort of make a ring around the bread. If you would hold on to part of the bread, yala kola kika, you know, meaning it can't be cut too much. If you hold one end of the bread, the other end is going to fall off. If it does, then it's considered separated. Then like came kosher kapusa, then it's like a kusa. And this is another with Shabbos. You want to make a bracha on a full bread. You're supposed to make a bracha on Devar Shalom, right? Having nothing to do with Shabbos. Shabbos is a different issue, right? This is talking about during the week. When you have a bagel, that's another thing. You have a bagel. Well, let's go to the next line. Yeah, we want you to make hamotzi when the bread is complete, right? So what you do is you make this cut. And you leave it connected to the bread. And then you make a moitzi. And after you finish your bracha, you feed dinner. You separate it. So that when you finish the bracha of a moitzi, the bread is still connected. The package of it. And let's say you take a breaking bread from a piece of dry bread, let's say, that's not complete. Don't cut it before the bracha. So that at the time of the bracha, you should still have it a little bigger. Meaning, the bigger it is, meaning even though it's not a davar shalem, still you should make it from the piece. The bigger the piece, the better. But that's during the week, right? The meaning. So I don't understand why if you go to a bris, you slice your bagel, and then make hamotzi. That's incorrect, right? You should first make the bracha on the bagel. Eat some of it and then cut it up to make your sandwich. Yes. Yeah. Or take a different bagel. There's no shortage of bagels.
What do you mean?
Mix with them another bagel.
I did the same thing Tuesday night when I broke the fast. I made
What?
my bagel 2 minutes before the fast had ended, so
Ah.
my bagel would be ready. So I cut the bagel, put cream cheese and lox on it, and then I
Because
washed when the fast was
you didn't
over.
want to make a hefsek. That's right,
Exactly. I wanted to make up for the lost time on Shabbos.
right, there you go. So that's probably incorrect. You should probably make it or use a different bagel to make you want to say that you like it sliced open and that's considered more solid to you. I hear. I don't know if you say it. I don't know if you say it that way. I'm not sure. Yes, that's what he's saying. You should make, yes, it's always better to make on a whole cookie than a broken Shabbat. Yeah, even when you make a kiddush on Shabbat, you should have two cookies, one on top of the other, two pieces of cake. Yeah, the Machmirim say that's like left omission of your design is by a kiddush. By kiddush Shabbos morning, so you can have cake. And by a kiddush, you should have two pieces of cake. Again, and more pieces of cake never bothered me, right? So yeah, you should have two pieces of cake. The body should cover it. The kiddush part, yes. Thanks. Want to get it's complicated. Right, so you could write. So you could cut the bagel most of the way. I've known, right. You could probably cut double. You probably put cut the bagel most of the way. It's not going to fall off. But the bagel store, they, I mean, are you must, yes. I hear it's a good question. Not. You're not, you know, Nathalie's asking, like, so maybe you should ask for a different bagel to make hamotzi on the Rishon, give you the bagel store.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're not going to do all that shit for you in the bagel store. Yeah. Once you make hamotzi, they're not going to take it back from you to
They'll
fit
be
in.
happy to sell you two bagels for you to make mozi
The
on.
two bagels I've added, they'll be
That's what I'm
happy to
saying. They'll be
sell.
happy to charge you $10
So
for two
you're saying
bagels.
that we should put up a sign outside the bagel store. We make some make them some money. Yeah. Okay, so that's during the week. Well, but Shabbos on Shabbos. No, but Shabbos is more complicated. Correct. But on Shabbos, it's even more complicated. No yachto klal, but on Shabbos, you should not cut the bread at all. Ad achar abrochem pelech abrochem. They should you a kikra shleimas mamish, so that you want it to be mamish shalom because of lechem mishnah. Ayin lekamon, women ayin zayin, sif zayin. The gam bechol and who ugas during the week, if it's a small little piece, you varach kaidem abesiyah, then make the bracha before you start cutting. Even change liyah the surah because it doesn't take too long. Meaning matzah, let's say. You make a matzah on matzah. You don't have to cut most of it through. You want to make the a matzah on you want to make the bracha on something shalom. Meaning the problem is that it takes too much time. That's really the issue here. So if you're making a matzah on matzah, you don't have this issue, right? Now, well, the way I understand, you're talking about like this, right? You just have to know. You just know. You hold it either way. Yeah, as long as it won't fall off. No, it doesn't have to. I think. Pull apart solemn. You can do the way. Yeah. No, so I admit. So in my own puny brain, right? I think that this is not negeya nowadays because we bite straight into the big one. David, here's your bailout, right?
I
Well, it's
don't
not really your bailout for
bite
this. It's
straight
not,
into
I'm
the
sorry, it's not your
challah.
bailout. What?
I don't bite straight into a challah.
No. But nowadays, we make. Do you have to do this? Meaning, even with a bagel, you have to do some sort of cutting to the bagel, right? Because you know, otherwise it's a hefsek to pull apart. Bagel's hard; it's not easy to pull it apart. So that's a
And you
hefsek.
can't
So you're
just
supposed to
bite
pull it
straight into
apart.
the bagel?
Oh, so that's what I think. That nowadays that we bite straight in, which is against halacha, because you're not supposed to do that. If that's like a pig, right? But lemaisa, the derech in America is to do that, right? The memela, since that's the derech, and we bite straight out, then there's no hefsek. So you don't have to do all this. I think Shabbos, no Shabbos. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah brings that some say that you should, because you don't want to start looking on the bread where to cut it, because that's a hefsek. So at least make a little bit of a slice in it so you know where you're going to cut. That's what sometimes when making that slice in the bread is actually counterproductive. Well, some say that. Probably they didn't bite into it. I can't say for sure, but. It probably, that's what I think. Yeah, so you could eat small amounts. You could eat small amounts. Doesn't have to be so big. All right, now we're not even, we started early tonight and we started on time to get finished so we can learn Bosa the fellow. We're not even going to finish. Okay, Dalek. Lo yitzhak tusa katana. You should not take off a small piece, but they should never cut out. Meaning, when you keep cutting the palate, give it out. Don't cut out small pieces. And not a piece bigger than a kibbutz. That's what we just discussed. If he should never corrupts and he looked like a hungry man. But that's back then. Nowadays, we take way more than a kibbutz in our hand. But that's only when you're eating by yourself. I don't know if you're eating with a lot of people. The you have to give a pusa to each person. Then you're allowed to cut it up for whatever amount that you need. It's a Shabbos. Even if you're eating by yourself, you can cut for whatever you need for the Suda and take covered Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos, Laharis, Chaviva, Suda, Shabbos. It's to show the Chavivas through the Shabbos, the Chavitz Lecho for Har, you want to eat a lot. So that's why when the, they have those people at the meal that they hog all the challah from the initial challah, they pile it up in front of them. Right? Yeah, I'm sure you've seen you guys do that. So that's actually a Chavivas that's showing the love to the Shabbos Suda. That piling up the challah in front of you, right? Okay.
It shows the love for the dips, not for the challah.
That could be, but we're going to justify it that it's for Shabbos. You have to eat the prusa that you boitzeh on it before you eat any other bread. And since that's the one that you made the bracha, it's good to be careful not to give any of the bread to a goy. Or to behemoth to an oath, because since the mitzvah was done with it, you shouldn't give it to a goy. Right now, I don't know if that means all challah from the meal or just the challah that you made the amotzi on. Okay, hey, before you make the bracha, you put both hands on the bread. Because you have 10 fingers connected. Yud mitzvahs of chuyus v'pas. It's connected the 10 mitzvahs that are tolling v'pas le'sacharik v'sholach hamor. Right, because it's a mitzvah not to plow with flying. Flying, leket, shikha, peya, lesachsim, truma, maisarishim, maisasheni, chala. Those are 10 mitzvahs that are involved. But the thing is, you take us to Birchas, there's 10 words of Birchas HaMaitzi. You take us to Pasuk, 10 words in a Pasuk, ain't they called Re'ef Yisrael? You take us to Pasuk, Eretz Kitcha Sa'ira, you take us to Pasuk, Nitem Echad. It's Yom HaShem, Yigvi HaSalech, and when you say that Hashem's name, you lift up the brother. The Shabbos of Miyashtayan, and on Shabbos, you lift up both loaves of bread. You make the bracha with kavana. Make sure you pronounce the hey first. You can rev a ktas ben tevas lechem, the tevas mum. You want to put some space because otherwise you say it fast. It's lechemim, which sounds like one word. So that you don't absorb the mess. After the bracha, eat immediately. He also laughs at the bracha. Let's hear a few. A few will I need something there. If you make a mighty, some you can't answer on me. Right? The Yeshua Kazayas, but you have said you can eat a Kazayas without a Hefsik. Well, Mitzvah Lavi, Allah Shukha Melach, Chayim Shiyinta, to Mitzvah to bring onto the table, salt. We have to approve some mighty melach with two different demons. One is to bring salt, and the other one is to toivel the bread and salt. So we should have shulchan bone in Mizbeach because the shulchan is similar to a Mizbeach. And even the carbon, the eating is similar to a carbon. Remember, all carbonates get salt. We should have shulchan bone in Mizbeach since a table is similar to Mizbeach. It's best that you don't kill a bug on top of the table. There's this thing that you don't put people on the table. You can't sit on a table, you can't stand on a table. I don't understand what that means because if it's done on the Mizbeah, the Kehanim walked on the Mizbeah. So what? Okay, so that's a kasha that they asked.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying if you have a child, then you have a child. Yeah, I know. That's the mitzvah. Okay, but so why can't I sit on a table? What's the bezayin? So if it's killer bug, is a bezayin. I don't know. What's it maybe? I mean, what's it maybe? Okay, Zion and Masalik Pusis Hamaiti Lamasudu. When you're giving out the pieces of Hamaiti to the people of Shulam, yes, don't throw them. They also look at Tzad's Ginala to throw blood. But you also can't hand it from hand to hand. Eliyahu Nefena Lefanav, just put it down in front of them. Because if you hand it from hand to hand, that's the oval. An oval, the first meal after the funeral, after the burial, They're supposed to, he's supposed to not eat his own bread. He's supposed to be fed bread from other people, supposed to hand it into his hand. So Mamela, when you hand bread from one person to the other, so the Chas V'Shalom looks like a mourner. Now that then you get at the heebie-jeebies, right? What for the oval? No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying it's an oval. So then it comes out to those people that say that you shouldn't walk around your house barefoot. It's maybe because you look like an oval. Right? Some say that. This L'chaira is a proof that you shouldn't do it. Like the people say, I shouldn't walk around with crutches. It looks like you're right. They can't wear shoes. They can't wear shoes. Yeah, that's true. Right. But a lot of them don't. The Fatima was not to wear shoes. Yeah, whatever. Okay, anyways, we'll stop over there. It's been a pleasure. Everybody's been having a good job. It's a fine night. And Zagazo.
Thank you.
Rabbi Stein,
Yeah.
why do we go so crazy over people? Why do people have to eat bread?
For what?
Bread used to be such a staple in life. It's not such a staple anymore.
So,
So
therefore, what do you
why do
say?
we bend over backwards so someone that's driving that made themselves a sandwich has to be able to eat their bread, covering their hands and do this other stuff? Just don't eat bread.
They don't. No, it has nothing to do with it being a staple. Once they made the takana, they made the takana. It's not gonna.
Why not
It
just
doesn't make
not
a
eat the
difference.
bread?
What?
Why not just not eat the bread if you can't do it, l'chachila? Why is it so hard to do without it?
No, it's just that's the din.
Well, I
Huh?
understand what Chesley's saying. If you don't have water, then you can't eat bread. No excuses.
Right, there's nothing to do
Don't have
with.
water, you don't eat bread. That's
Yeah.
it.
Like I was saying, when bread was, if you needed to travel, you had bread and you had water. Bread kept you alive and water kept you hydrated. We don't live like that
Hey,
anymore. Have potato
if you
chips.
went, Jesse, if you went and you bought one of those sandwiches at LaGuardia, okay, and you took away the bread, you'd have nothing for the sandwich.
Okay, so don't be stupid and buy a sandwich at LaGuardia.
Buy the
But
potato chips.
yeah. But get an apple.
I'm talking about those $12 sandwiches, the tuna fish that's 90% bread.
Yeah, but I don't know. It
Honestly, I
seems
never got
weird.
one. I never got one.
Supposed to take.
Bottom line is, like, I don't think it's for Jesse. I think many, it's still considered a staple.
Okay.
Um,
'Cause we give it the chashivas of its own bracha and benching. Even though it's not the same staple of life that it was in the past. Okay.
look how
Um,
crazy people go on Pesach. It's a staple.
yeah, you know what? When they travel and they bring matzah and there's no water, they don't have matzah.
Okay, whatever. It is what it is, man.
Yeah. All right, Scott, thank you
You
so
have to
much.
have a
You
kedayis.
have to
You
have
have to have a
kedayis right
kedayis
away.
right away. You're
supposed to have a kedayis right away. Yes, right away.
Start to give you these little nibbles. It doesn't really work.
What, in the restaurant? I wanted to discuss. That's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. I don't think it's right to do that in the restaurant. See, I don't think it's right.
Get a little bit of your wings. Just getting a little bit frutta. You're getting a little frutta. Then you're gonna wait for your ability to live.
Oh, there, you're not getting chumash right away. That's not restaurant issue. That's your issue. I thought you were talking about that they put breads by the first station. So that's to solve the issue of quality.
I'm not giving you a big enough piece, not putting a little precise.
They put a little bit, but they think
They put a little bit, they put
you don't
the
eat much. You don't eat like you don't eat until you get to the table and you're hungry, right? It's for sure it's not like a deal with a show.
You said what? We have size.
Better not to. Better not to, yeah.
Let's take kids for Mason Heights, and he goes like this to the foul. Show like to remind you that that's the money. I did it for a little bit, and then I realized I stopped because that was like.
You got it? Oh. All right. What do you say?